You understand? Mocha Aben. Mocha Aben Mechir was not Mechir Abishayim. Then when the father dies, the Chai Aben, then the Ben got the Peire, so what happens? The Mechir is restored, not Mechir, the Bailus is restored, full-fledged Bailus, in the Mechir Amechir. If the Ben dies without obtaining the Peire, without obtaining the Peire, so the Mechir is not Mechir. Who gets it? Who gets this sort of any guys? His child's son. Where? How does he get it? A hot skin, a mixed skin, incomplete. Incomplete. Then when the father dies, what happens? What happens? What happens? When the grandfather dies, what happens? The Ben completes his kinyan. But the Lemafri, the kinyan half, has never been completed. Because how could it be completed that he never got a Paris? Whatever the Ben got from him, what did the Ben get from him? A call it king, call it shahad, we are mixes king, call it an incomplete king. All right, when the grandfather died, passed down, so the Ben developed automatically, acquired what? King Paris. Doesn't affect the king. Yeah. This is number one. This is, the father never got it. The father never got it, the Peres. This according to the Rambah. But according to the Rosh, if the father don't get it, the Ben can never get it. Because the father didn't have not even a mixer skin. So when will the Ben get it? When the father will get Kiyan Sholem. How does he get a Kiyan Sholem? Bekeva, so it validates the Maton and the Mafreya, because otherwise it can't be that, because the whole Maton is a question. Who wants the Maton is valid the Mafreya, the Mechir is a Mechir. If there is no Ben Aben, there is no Yerish. The father doesn't get it. If the brother gets it, his brother, there is no Yerish at the Maestro. There is no Mishmush anymore. He's Yerish in Zayden, directly his father. This is one way. Is that clear to you? It's very simple. According to... Once it is for Yerubah, the father must get the Matone. The lady, the grandfather, didn't give the Ben Aben. He gave the father. And if the father does not validate the Mechir, restore the Mechir, the Matone, the Mafreya, there is no Matone at all. So the father restores the Mafreya, the Matone. Once the father restores the Mafreya, the Matone, he's all Balcheves, who father can collect? If the Balcheves can collect, either the Matone, you don't need a Gemara from Balcheves. The Matone of the father of the Ben must become excellent, complete, in order that a Ben Aben should get it. Because there is no pshore, there is no compromise, a mixed skin here and a cold here. The leader has fully disorder or he doesn't have disorder. And if he doesn't have disorder, the Ben is not entitled to Yerusha. How does he get his son in? He has got to validate what kinyan. The matnas off. So how does he validate it? Well, bekever. So bekever, it's all right. If it's valid with regard to Mishmash Nachle, it's also valid with regard to Akno as well. Why not? The father gets it. There is another possibility. The Machleker is both Rishayim in the Ri and other Rishayim. Akrivi Taramba. It's all a mixed skin. And now the father never gets it. Never in his life. Never in his life. Not Mishmash, but after there is no Mishmash Bekeva. You know what I mean? Don't forget it. What the Ben has done? Nothing. He just inherited mixed skin. And then later, when the whole died, the mixed skin became a full-fledged skin and a complete skin. Because of why? Because there was no miracle even in his skin. The king of Guf, the king of Guf turns into King Peres as well. So it means that Ben got his chusim of King Peres, correct? If not the madness of the Ben would have never gotten it, correct? Yes? The madness of is responsible for the chusim of Ben, for the chusim of Ben in the Karkia, yeah? Is the male that king invalidated the Mafreya. Peres does not mean that they are dead. If Peres were a machine, as long as I don't have Peres, I cannot be a machine, then I understand. You see that Ben can be a machine and get a Peres later. Why do you get a Peres later? How can he be a machine? So say, no, once he got a Peres, in the future, a year later, so the Matone is restored, he gets a full king and live up there. Wieso mit dem Matonisch den Wolf fest? Dem Matonisch, der hat so jetzt auch, wenn ich nur zu Peres oder was. Wie mit Peres kam ab, wohin? Ja. Ah, mir leid er hier, leid er. So, who says that you need that a bench gets it? As long as the air is going to Peres, he's also the Matonisch. Because without the Matonisch, there would be no Peres. The question is, who has got to get it, man? The Akene? Or is my Yerush can get it? Ah, Zekiach says that, Zekiach has nothing to do. Zekiach, that's not, it's never done. So Zekiach is not involved in the Matone. A Yerush is involved in the Matone. A Yerush is involved in the Matone. Zekiach is not involved, Zekiach said that's not. We can be. It could be the 2 days is simply the problem of the Rosh and the Rambam. And what is Yerushas Aben based? What might be today is simply, it all agreed is the Rambam. But the Rambam is the Megash also. Once I get Peres, the Matzon is the Mafreya. Who said that I should get Peres? My son gets the Peres as well. Because without the Matzon, he would have no Peres. So it means the Matzon is responsible for what? For Peres. This is the Machlik, is the reader in the Rishon. All right, will be enough for today. Now for tomorrow, leave it. So the Gemara says in Kaplanis Dor, whatever he cannot simply lay his hand on, the Shvach, on the Be'en, he cannot demand some monetary compensation of them, he saw the Israel. So the Gemara says, why is he gave you Shomri Shvach Shikmon? So there are two truths. That Kaplanis differs from Mechir El-Ezman, even Mechir El-Ezman, that's why Mechir El-Ezman. So he's like, what is Sode for 5 years? And the Shvach Shikmon takes 7 years. But during the 5 years, the Shikmon, the trees develop. Even though, I mean, they'll ripen, the tree will mature, I mean, become ready for what? For conversion into wood, into beams, into construction materials, in 2 years from now. So the couple can, so the Meicher cannot, the Lekeach cannot touch the tree. But it can demand from the Meicher, from the original owner, monetary compensation for the 5 years, Shvach. For instance, it took 7 years, the tree to grow, and it is $700 a word, the tree. So you can demand how much? $500 a word. In the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Kaplanis, Eilu Mishvach Shik. So the Gemara asks in Kaplanis, Eilu Mishvach Shik, what about what? Yevu? The Gemara answers, Yevu Zine Ma'aye, the Yevu Avkate the Malki. So the question is, what does the Gemara distinguish here between Kaplanis and Mechire? And Mechire Lizman is just like him. Shomer Mitzvah Shvach Shikmo? Or the Gemara distinguishes, no, it's not between Mechire Lizman and Kaplanis, but between Mechire Lizman and Yevu. Mechire Lizman would be like Kaplanis, in Shomer Lev Shvach Shikmo. Since it's only the study only for 5 years, and Shvach Shikmo was known before the Lord, that can only be ready, it will be ready for, actually, for conversion. In 7 years or so, there is no Shvach Shikmo. But Yevu is not Mechir El-Ezman, so Mechir El-Ezman is cut off suddenly. This is the question, what I told you yesterday, in Yevu I've got to the market. The Eishter is a Mechir El-Ezman. Mechir. Amechir Guf HaKarkel is Mankotsu Barazem Mechirot. הוא משתמש על הקיר בקוף כחפצי ואיך להפרס חוזן המחירו בסעיף תרדו לבולר. So the Rambam says that Amecha Sadeir Lizman is Amecha Kaguf. ומה הפרש יש בין Amecha Kark Lizman Kotsum ובין Amecha ובין המקנס על הפרסו שכן על הפרס יוכל לשן איסור את הקרק ולאיבנה ולאיארס אבל כן על זמן קוצוב ובין ואיארס זה יש לבכל זמן הקוצוב משאיס להקיני כי אין אלו מלאו. The Rambam basically against the Sugya in Gittin. The Sugya in Gittin calls the Chire Beshat Ayyibu. So the Referes say, oh, King of Heres, the Gemara makes it dependent upon King of Heres, King of Heres, King of Heres. It is almost paradoxical that on the one hand, the Gemara calls Amecha Sadeh Beshat Ayyibu a King of Heres, and on the other hand, the Rambam commits him to dig up and to change the whole topography of the country. Teachers and to build a man. If it's all the parents, he has no answer. After Adram is, Omer Avron, אין על אין מייצי מייחר לזמן קוצף שיבנה ויארץ. שיבנה ויארץ, אבל אם אחרי חול הפלייני, זה לא סורת. אם אחרי חול הפלייני, אם אחרי חול הפלייני, זה כמו רצת, אחרי חול הפלייני, כן, צ'יינג'י. Surface of the carpet. The heifer plane is not a machir of the mark. It's a machir of the lelo. But after you'll die, someone will take it out. But basically, machir is a machir of the lelo. But when there is actually term, the machir is for a certain term, there is no. Eidef shalei meyo, meicha sadiyo li shish mishon elach, mish mishon elach. Ela avoy mishon elach, yate vi kol chepti kol yemi amecha. Mitnei shu kemecha bizman ayinu. He says, how is that? His man, Hayevu, he's a certainly can be a chief of Bereshit and a Meiret, a Reimet. This be the case, you can distinguish. He's Meicha Sadei, or Lishishim Shonel, or Chavishim Shonel, or Apoim Shonel, Shiyasi, or Kol Chepsi, Kol Yemei Amech. Reimet means, there is no question. In Meicha Sadei, with my Hayevu, there is no doubt that it can change. The car can dig up, they can introduce any change. Maybe by his mission, or if there was even maybe by his genies, they can put the carcass on some land, they didn't build in the land, they didn't dig up the land, didn't install ditches or some irrigation system in the land. Certainly did. So apparently they're allowed to dig up. So apparently, so if this is the equation, the Ram says, since this man Ayevu is possible, it's permissible, why not? We shall be here this man. That's what the Ravid thinks, this is the equation, how the Rambam, operated to be, with which the Ram operated. So the answer could be very simple, this man Ayevu is not the here this man. So the answer is no, this man Ayevu is like the here this man. But the Rambam, but the Ravid in the first, he says, and the first says, Ein Meichel is man Kotsub Shiyivne Veshiyaretz. So the Rambam did not, the Ravid did not extend it, is man Ayevu. So the Ravid is finished with man Ayevu. And Meichel is man is prohibited, any change is forbidden. Because in Mechire, if you are Lizman, and Lizman Ayevu is not Lizman, it's a Mechire, it's a complete Mechire. But the Yevu later is seen. Basically, the Machlek is the Rambam. In Rambam, apparently, where is the equation? Is what? Mechal is man. It's man a Yevu. So since the Rambam equates both, that means that Yevu is also Mechal is man. Mechal is man. And the Rambam, who says Mechire, Wednesday, that Mechal is man, is not from Nidra Rekeha. Big and just changes, topographic changes, probably distinguishes it from the Mechir Lezman. All right. Well, but this is difficult, I can't help it. But the Gemara says that it's a Mechir Lezman, it's a Mechir Lezman. Mechir Lezman is still digging up the carcass of the Mechir Lezman. Never come across a vision. The Lezman Ayevu bought land, he could only use the land for parents, but not to change the topography of the land, not to dig, not to produce anything in the transformation of the land. I have to come across it. But the thing still comes up to the famous question. See, the Gemara says, it's fortunate that Rabbi Yechanan thinks, I'm supposed to go to me. The thing is found there. The thing is found Rabbi Shmuel. The Chok is after Shmuel. What will Shmuel do? Shmuel thinks, accept the vote. What? Yeah, the weeping boy Shmuel, it's not Rabbi Yechanan. So what can you do with Shmuel? All right, no. Actually, they ask the Rambam. The Rambam is also like that. The Rambam passed Nachem Shkol to the Kruch Kasei. But the Rambam, but the Rambam is a good company. It's Shmuel's company. Whoever will take care of Shmuel, take care of him. So what it is, no? Thank God for the Rabbi, no. Thank God for the Rabbi. Ich lokke ich kein mal dein Brere. Das ist weit der Pasken in gerade ich hätte bei der Reise in Brere. Ich der Rambam all right. Das der Rambam ist nicht viel discriminate against the face as the kasha mean almost almost, I mean, with regard to many Chachmei Chazal, and also with regard to Aaron, Pesach Halacha, which combines both. Even though Aaron and Gemara and Gittin are mutually exclusive, Rachem Shechol Kol Lekuches Ein, since Lekuches Marzir Ozal Zeh B'Yegu, since Marzir Ozal Yegu is a Kiyin Peres, and if it's a Kiyin Peres, so there is no Kiyin. So how are it possible? Right, Emma? Yeah. The Ram, oh, for a Shri, is moving, but like this. No? All right, fine, okay. Beginning has more energy, but after giving the answer, that so they are, the Acham Shpokul and Kukas. That even though Acham Shpokul and Kukas, there is no Chazorah B'Yehu, they don't return their respective shares to each other in Shnas B'Yehu. So you see the patients explain it not in terms of Yerusha, but in terms of what? Of Matot. Then patients are, so the Achuze, you need Yerusha, why you, how can Rabbi Yechanan simply, I mean, interpret the parasha of Sodachuze, as Sodachuze don't exist in the world, unless again, chad v'chad at Yeshua benu. Otherwise, there is no Sodachuze, there are two brothers, there are no Sodachuze, because the Yerusha gets lost, I mean, during the Chlukim. So they sense us, no. Achim Shmokel Kuchasim does not eliminate the character of Sodachuze. But before, they didn't know that. Otherwise, Pesach wouldn't have asked the Kasha of what? Of Sodachuze. So apparently, the Mechor, Rachmane, Vele, Yerusha, Matone, what the word should be emphasized, underlined? Matone. Who? The Gemara says, what Rabbi Yechanan thinks, Achim Shmokel Kuchasim, Marzirum Zalabi. So he considers the word Chluke like Mecha. Peter says that Shmuel disagreed with Rabbi Yechanan. According to Shmuel, even though Achim Shmokel Kuchasim, but it's still, what is it? Matone. What's the problem here? What's the problem? Just tell me a question. Why does Shmuel consider the arrangement of Kluki as Memka or Mecher? And the Rabbonon, I mean Shmuel, and Rove, the Ramba, Menui, I mean, consider not Ram, the Ram says Mazir, everything. But Teishve, and what is Matone? What is here the bone of connection? Where is here the issue? Where is the issue? What's the difference between Mecher and Matone? What's the difference between Mecher and Matone? I pay. What's about Achim? Do I pay or don't I pay? Do I pay or don't I pay? Don't I pay or do I pay? Does one car, one share, is an exchange of the other, and the only share is domin for the other? Chlipim shove v'shove, it's like chlipim shove v'shove. Oh no. Oh no. What I mean? This premise is simple. Or you have to change the premise. Even though, of course, both brothers take separate shares, but still, what is it? Still, whatever I take, is not in exchange for this one. It's not going for the share that my other father, that we got. I take it because it belongs to me. But it's not payment, not ashlumim for each other. The chile is ashlumim. In Achim Shekholke, there is not ashlumim. Of course, both have to pay. Five brothers, each one is entitled to share, otherwise, there is no chukim. One brother should be discriminated against is not looking, or looking is fine. But when there is looking, is I take my share, he takes my share, there is no domain. So apparently, this is the machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan thinks, since Achim spoke to him, no one knows which part I inherited from my father. So he said, do I need the chidah? I exchange, show the show. I exchange one for another, it's exchange of one for another, it's click. So and the part which my brother gets is actually what? The equivalent? Payment for what? For my part, for my share. This is a contravier, if this is true, is Achim Shkolkin with the same Marzir, is that Rabbi Yechanan? But according to Shmuel, it is Achim Shkolkin with the same. There is a mutual acquire. I give away mine, you give away yours, but once I give away my chelik I get, and your chelik that you get, I'm not in exchange for it, and not in payment for it, I have to share what it is. But the law has to teach you to get it. These are the two problems, the 2 days, the patients have, around which the controversy is not making it Rav Yechiel and Shmuel, as we call. We accept Shmuel. Achim Shmuel is the same, because the Rai say it's rare, however, there's no machine. Now, let's take a look, actually. Is it Dovid, one chelik or another? It's considered to be the Mea Chesed. Or isn't it the Mea Chesed? Never mind. All right, yeah, Chazor begins. The Gagar, to other Allahs. The business are more in Grishma. Or it says, Agea, Yisroel. No, no, Yisroel made it Kikomi. She Yosh, Esabi, and Agea. Kikomi is Yirish, Otov is Agea. Otov is Agea. No, the contrary. Yosh is Abi Mako. If it's from the Gios, Yosh is Abi Mako. With the Raisa, here is not because it's in the Eretz, it's Mako. With the Rabono, it's the Yellow Bonim, it's the Shakalo, 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 it's the So then I can take a lot to have it, you take that and I'll take something else. So the Lord says, this is only, if I can say, the Lord says, because you were shaker with the Rabbanus. You were shaker, where I made a race, you couldn't tell the Akum, I mean, you take that resort and I'll take something else in exchange for the resort. In such a case, it would be what, it would be considered what, me, I mean it's all. Seems, we say, yeah, the Rabbono, so you keep on Rabbono. Rabbono said, there is not me, I mean it's all. It's a real God, it's a real. The Chelek, I think, the Rush is all made a rice, and I speak about the Rush is made a rice. So the Chelek, the share I get, the one brother get, is considered, to me, I mean it's all. Me, I mean it's all. All the things you say, but according to Shmuel. Is that my question? Even if there is Yerusha, there is food. How does the inheritance, I mean, the process of inheriting proceed? How, I mean, what is it? To inherit the Sode, and then the Chlukeh sets up what? Share per share, and each one takes a share. There is no Aknoe, fine, there is no Aknoe, there is no king, I don't care. What we take, share per share. So the mere Chlukeh itself converts to one Chedechelek, the corresponding the share of the Israel, of the Gea, which corresponds to the share of the Akum and the Medizore, is the Meya Medizore. So if this is the case, the Medizore is not characteristic at all. If the Meya Medizore would be dependent upon you.
You say that about the Kvierskäfung, the Kvierskäfung. A drachter, a star drachter, Kvierskäfung to foreclose. What about this? He was a lot of because of class, he said nothing to do with the Kvier. The thief careful is not collected not only because of class, it's not collected on another account as well, because what? A Dorsh and Motsu is not only that Sabdinot careful, but the Kvier is a careful either. That's what Ramon said. Ramon said that careful comes on the two rubrics. On the rubric of what? Knas, but knas is only if the litigation is concerned with the chiv kevul, and before a marvelin. But if the litigation is concerned to whether there was a marvelin or not, or on the contrary, there was a marvelin, everybody agrees, it's a problem of for instance, there's a marvelin and how to be settled with al chiv, how you collect, what you do, what the chosim should be foreclosed, what property should be left. I mean, those. Is the halacha easy? It's not kefil anymore. It's not knas anymore. What is it? It's money. But the sefer halacha that kefil in nigve is not subject even what the teres money to psak bezin because I'm also bishkia. Let's continue. Vechein kol haknosei shekom sechachol betekla. Lefik echot meshchol bechavere in gedin hanezek ve'atzar va'beishes shechayv ben dayon echut lo. What does it mean? Basically, it's knas. Huh? Knas.
Ja, er kommt daran, mit diesem Knopf, da ist er gerade. Der Rambam hier says, weil er in der Chesoron kiss. Aber wo Sheves, wir riefen, geben uns nicht jetzt der Chesoron kiss. Wir können hier agenim, wo amru, schemeißim, becholjeim, liebe Sheves, wir riefen, bodach. That's what you explained the world before. Der Rabbi Chaya, Nezek, and Tzar, is not mazik, nur Rashid zu Rambam, is not the Risser in the Teres Enesh, and Sheves, wir riefen, is playing Chesoron kiss. Is Chesoron kiss. Yeah, but why did the Rambam quote it only in Aloch Yud on the Chesoron Kis? It's Knas, it's a Ger. The first Knas, the Rambam said already. But again, what if you, the Gvir, if it's a problem not at Knas, but at moment? For instance, the Amod Bedin already was, my, it was already took place, transpired, the question of Gvir. So he says that Sheves Ripui, the Tsar, the Nezer, Kudeshes, cannot be collected in Bubble for two reasons. For one reason, it's one. The second reason, because in Knas you don't have to enumerate. In Knas he said already, Velom Roshut Lom de Knas in the Kachosom. We don't have to enumerate everything. Now enumerate as far as Chesoron Kis is concerned. And this is Shitza Rambam, that what? The Sheves, that Nezek and Tzar and Beishes are not a compensation for Chesoron Kis, a separate chiyuv obligation to pay of Nezek. But Sheves and Ripui is actually a compensation for Chesoron Kis. These are the Reise, this is the basic of the Reise. What is Chesoron Kis? It's not Chesoron. For Rambam you see that Chesoron Kis is not measured in terms of practical Chesoron Kis. But what is a Mechayev? The conceptual Mechayev of Chesoron Kis is a Mechayev because Nezek in practical terms might be Chesoron Kis. Might be Chesoron Kis. Tzar might also be Chesoron Kis. I had so much pain I couldn't do anything. Rambam is again be Chesoron Kis. Yes. But still the Rambam considers Knas or Beishes can have Chesoron Kis because he humiliated me. He assassinated my character so I couldn't get a good job. I mean, everything is possible. It's not practical terms for Chesoron Kis. Chesoron Kis should be measured conceptually whether Mechayev is Chesoron Kis. Is Nezek and Tzar and Beishes is not Chesoron Kis. As a matter of fact, that's why the Rambam says in the Chesoron Kis, Mazik and Nezek and Tzar and Beishes. Aknas, the same aloha. Because there is no Chesoron Kis. There's no Chesoron Kis, so what are they? It's Knas, it's Knas. Or what? Sheves and Ripui is the Mechayev, is Chesoron Kis. No Issa, not Issa is the Mechayev. And basically, according to the Rambam, we have a new definition as far as Knas is concerned. Basically, what's the definition of Knas? What if Shalom is a Mishizik, Korah Mishizik? Well, all right, no. Yeah, but what is, according to the Rambam, what is a Mechayev? A Mechayev is Chesoron Kis, or Issa, Maisaver. Maisaver. And that's why I mean, Maisaver. Maisaver. This would be for instance Kefil. Keren, take for instance in the name. Keren is a Mechayev, not the Maisaver. Keren the Chalushem Gavu. Kefil, Abba the Chamisha, the Gemara speaks, the Shtarot Vechet, Shona Vechet. So you see the Maisaver is Mechayev. You understand? The same is with regard to Mazik. Sheves Ripui, not the Maisaver. I told you, Hatke Bidruni, I don't know what kind of a Maisaver. But Tzar and Beishes and Nezek in my career. The only question would be a Palganiske Knosse, I mean, about this definition. Palganiske Knosse, whatever it is, where is the Maise Avera? What kind of a Maise Avera is it? You see, Muyed is not Knas. It's Mechayev Ganiske Mamet. It means like that, you have to say. But basically that in Mazik also there are two aloha. There's one aloha at Aiser. It's certainly I have to guard my property. It should not become it should not cause any damages. I mean, of course, Aiser. I don't know some of that record. But basically, basically you don't need for it. The Chesoron Shmira, the Ferris Chai was derelict to my duty, I mean, to guard the Shehir is Mechayev. It's Chesoron Kis. But there is a Yisr also, could be a Mechayev. But in Muyed you don't need it. What do you need in Muyed? In Muyed the Mechayev needs Kimone. In Knaz the Mechayev of Niskimone is not applicable. Because because there's some shuarim mechaz keshimu in here, whatever it is. So what is a mechayev? The reason. In Yidaber, his death is, it's clear. That's how you could manage to sustain this definition. Yes, they should be all inclusive. All right. You want to do that for
me?
Extend, I mean, so to say, the time of payment. The Mazik says, I want to pay later. So the Ram says, you don't extend it. The time. Bezu collects immediately. As in Israel, the Zeshis Bovat, Kevin is man lishalim sharen echis v'mamet. There it's in practical terms. In practical terms, the only thing which lechis v'mamet is patient. Never did actually inflicted injury. Yeah. But there the Ram, in Knosset the Ram doesn't speak about practical chesaron kis. But the mechayev, the halpidin, whether it is. The mechayev is chesaron kis. Here with regard to Bezu, who cares about the Mechayev? Nezek, you don't extend anything. Even for Tzah, what's the Chesaron Kis in Tzah? Since he had pain, I mean, you don't extend, he's got to pay immediately. But Beishas is Chesaron, there is no Chesaron Kis. But this is a different kind of Chesaron Kis, the Chesaron Kis in practical terms, actually. But here when the Ram speaks about Knas, is the halacha of what is the mechayev chesor? Whether there is chesor is on that, the Ram is not concerned. The Ram is concerned with the concept of the chiyuv, and the chiyuv is a chiyuv shem the chesor. All right. What else? I'll stop here. I'm going to tell you. This is Shvore. This is Perash Valpe. It's Shvore is Perash Valpe. And Per is it's Kabbalah Ishmetish. This is the Kabbalah Masi. It's a practical Kabbalah. We shall live on your gates.
What
about
the
figures
of the
friends of
the other
Gerson of the Masi? If it's a Lachal Masi, it's the Ram doesn't speak about Lachal Masi. It's a local mission, it's a couple of miles.
It goes
to Peter, the Peser Rabbi Seinu. If you see a local mission, it's a second, the Peser Rabbi Seinu is a third. The question is, Ram Aperture is three modes, you understand, or two. If you say the Kulon, a local mission, you know, Peser Rabbi Seinu, it's one. You understand it? It means, first of all, the Peresh Mekhtav, second of all, mass. But the Ram doesn't say it's Peresh Balfe, in the end. I think more. The Gemara speaks about did you look at the other Rishes? Hekesh of the Rishave, or Kesulash in Zavre, or Shvore. The Gemara has quite a few arguments which operate with Shvore. The argument that Mishpatecho, the argument that perhaps you go to Nise, the argument Arisho is Simevive, these are Shvore. This is only two arguments, Pura Shebetzah and Kabbalah Masis. And if it is Allah Lemeshe in Beyadenu, the Chazer Rabbeinu, it's a three arguments, Pura Shebetzah, Pura Shebetzah, Allah Lemeshe, Pura Shebetzah. The Ram doesn't say Allah Lemeshe in Beyadenu, interesting, it says Allah Lemeshe, it means Pura Shebetzah, Pura Shebetzah. And then, I mean, the Kabbalah Masis. All right, now let's continue. What? However, he agrees with Tosfos, not with Rashi. The Perek Tishrei Misecho is not excluded. Rashi Shita is a Perek Parashat Chitkan, and you need Smuchin, so the Aloche of Ayyochit, Afilechot Vafir, Afilechotan, is good because the Perek Tishrei Misecho falls by the wayside. If you need Smuchin, it's a factor, I mean, there is a need for translation as well.
The Rambam apparently distinguishes, tastes this agrees with Rashi and Sanhedrin. That even though you say Erev Parshas Ksivtan, you may say, or you may require what Smicha for all the Nemamenes, but still the Betzelet Tishpet HaMisecho, as Yochit, as Echot, Dan Dvar Tere, is prevails. It's a Rambam issue. The Rambam says, The Tzmiche is not Alochi Maise Bezen exclusively, it's Alochi Neroe. You know, because if we are Maise Bezen, you would not say the Tzmiche of Mesecha, because the Ram himself says that Yochid Mumche, after the Shigan in the moment is made Rabbonah, but wherever you need Maise Bezen, the Yochid Mumche cannot substitute for Bezen. It does about the Kabbalah Seder, that the Rambam says in Terekhe, Yochid Terekhe Alochi Yitre, Yochid Mumche. It's all the Rambam, it's the Rashi Tzmiche of Mesecha. That if Yochid Mumche done with the Mamanes, so Yochid Mumche has simply the capacity of that, simply it is somehow the best. And Ramban, in thesis with that here. The Kohen to Shmuel, Schneiden sie dann und ich schmähle in Kiew steuern. Aber warum ist es so wie das? Wo am I the business needed, you cannot substitute Schneiden or Echot. So the question is, how is Yochid, why is Yochid done in the Mamanes, Dvartere? And a Yochid Mumche actually done, is actually even with Rabbonon qualified to engage in the Mamanes? Huh? So the answer is that apparently, and still you need Smicha Midereise. The answer is that Smicha is not tied up with Maise Bezen, but with Eroe. And the moment can be resolved either through Maise Bezen or through Eroe. And this is exactly what the difference between, I would say, what this is certainly that. And the Ram doesn't distinguish here between Mutter lechet lot mit der Tere schon mit zwei Fisch beim Secho, der Ramm das ist ziemlich. Bitte die Mammel ist dann, bitte die Heizei ist auch weiß und ein Chabal. It means the Reue would be universal. I mean, I can resolve the Mammel ist bei Reue, even then it's Chabal. And I can resolve the Mammel ist through Tzagdit, through Tzagdit. I just have the doubt about Knosses. Knosses is mistaber that Yochid Mumche not your mumcha, I don't mean your mumcha, no, I mean that the rice there, but it's myself, it's inapplicable to Knosses. I'm not too sure about it, but the story is that the Knosses that the rice is not applicable, because Knosses seems a bed, not a bed, and varer. In Biru, you can still put Sagdin or Freiroe. But Knosses is not only a bed, and varer, but a bed, and a mekayim, a bed, and a mechayim. A mechayim is bed, as Helekim, Helekim means three, actually. Helekim means three. The only question is impossible. We know three, you know, from Elikim, and we know also Smicha is the right from Elikim. So how do you split? But the answer is according to Rambam, there are many psukim which imply the need for Smicha. Asher Tosim Lifnei Vele Lifnei Yedes, Lifnei Yedes. There's another pasuk you need that is Smicha. Is Elikim might be only in the Mamanet, in the Miknot. In Knosses you need three, and you need smoothie. The stabber is like that. That in Knosses is a royal law, not enough. In Knosses you need better. You need better. However, in the moment, even in Zelis Acholis, since the whole function of them is confined to Biru Aloha can be either through a royal or through Sabi, automatically.
The Rambam you want to tell you, can you use that from the
Rambam? What? This is Allah has done. What did he say? He said it before. This is Allah has done. It's still Allah. Here in Perek Hamishi, he speaks about Botidim. die mit Mommel es requires dozen mehr. Die nicht zwei damit mit Gersen, da joch es nur mit nach der Pohle, so du in der Heere zu da, Kfie ist ohne Prabel zu Gersen, Meise Gersen, das ist ein Loch auf Gersen. Wo der Riede passiert, du, die Menschen, die Riede ist, wo ist du, die kann es auch. So, ich hab's gesagt, die zwei im Werk, der ist das, joch es zu da, ich bin es, war fair und dien. I mean, you have to say, you have to make a concession. But the Menschen hier in der Israel, wo ist es well? The Rambam speaks here about Botidinim. In Botidinim is Shleisho. Without Shleisho, there is no Bezdin. Did the Mamlis will perhaps be resolved by a Roye. But this is a separate Allah, and the Kedek is a separate. You have to say so, I mean. Basically, the Rishen in Masra, the Ramachas. But you have to say, you have to say. Anyway.
What do you think of Chavolos is not as much Echadon in Torah?
Because Chavolos is in the Mamlis, no?
Nezek and Tzar?
No, I'm not speaking now. All right, Ram happens to say that Nezek and Tzar is nothing. I'm speaking about Beishas Rifle, all right? I'm not interested now which Chavolos, but when it says Gzelis and Chavolos, he includes not only Knosses, but Mamlis as well. Gzelis is exclusively Mamlis. Chavolos includes both Mamlis and Chavolos. It's basically... is the Rambam in Donish and Shlesha Mumchim as well means this. Means this. For instance, there is no doubt about it. A Yochid Mumchim cannot be Kefe. A Yochid, I'm not me, but I'm not me, but I'm not me, but I'm not me. If one Baldi refuses, I mean, a fetish of Mishra is only voluntary. So, only if he agrees, if he consents. If he doesn't consent, there's no fetish of Mishra. Best man has a right, I mean, before someone appears before them. There are two halachas, of course the Rambam is a good place. There are two halachas. One halacha is in the Mamlis can be resolved for a roye, the second halacha is that the Mamlis requires Shleisho. But Smicha applies to both, to Shleisho and to Yosh. Because Smicha basically is a halacha in a roye. This is it, not it. Now, what else is here? We think of Donin, when he said, Abusho din Mamlis, can he do it, Salvoye, can he sriche mumche? אלא אפילו שלישו את יתי, אפילו יחד מומחה דונה יש אמיתית, וזה, that's not, there is no need, I mean, for this time, if יחד מומחה to agree that, ואחיר או, אפילו יחד, כל ששני אמיתית שומצך, בסד רבונו, הכל תורה של יחד מומחה is because, ואחיר, I mean, is one, אפילו יחד דו. If we say that the Rambam agrees with Rashi, since the Rambam passed on the Zecho Don Dvar Tere, so the Rambam should be as follows, apparently. As follows, that is the Zeles Vachavolis, you need Maize Bet, with Rabbonim Bach. But in the Dois Valvois, you don't need Maize Bet, but in Hoi is enough. But this is the Rabbonim Bach, the right is very healthy. Very healthy. It might be like that. If we should say like that, it will be your problem will be answered. It will be completely resolved. This is the right is the halacha of the roye. As of asal pishin doesn't focus on shleisho. Mutar leechod lod min atayra. The tzedek tishpet tamisar. There is a halacha of the roye. The din mamlis can be resolved through a roye. Only if the one to accept the roye is all right. It means if the mamlis couldn't be resolved as a roye, then it would be Nisar, would be enjoined to from rendering a psak din, a roye, because he has no right to do anything which actually has no effect on the mamlis. Since the mamlis, he says, Afal Pishin Bezen Kochet Mishleish. Basically, Bezen Mishleish. But there's another way how to approach the mamlis. This is for the minimum of a roye. Yes. Is a roye effective or not? The Ram doesn't say. The Ram says it's muta. The Ratzim says it's muta. You can resolve. There is no yisa. There is no yisa. The mamlis can be resolved, can be clarified through a roye, not only through p'sak din. But the roye has no effect. Heter. There is a heter of a roye. Otherwise, it's also a mir. In fact, for instance, a benefit of Risha, she should be damned in the course of the daughter, I don't know well. And a benefit of you should have done something with, should handle something with, require a benefit of an hour of the daughter. And if a yochid does anything, I mean, she requires a benefit of Risha, it's a yisa. A yisa. So the Ram says there is no yisa, because whatever he does, there is a roe. after all his manias, and in a moment it can be resolved by a roi. But where Halushem Sagdin is necessary, with regard to men aloha, in his bed, so he is better than mama. Yochid Mumche is already from the Tirat Bezit. Yochid Mumche is not the Tirat Bezit. Yochid Mumche is the Tirat Bezit. He is not a Bezit, the Tirat Sagdin, I would say. He is not a Bezit for Kabbalah Seder, for Edoe. But whatever he does, is the Tirat Sagdin. That's it. Midrash, the Tirat Roe, I may resolve both in the moment of end, and there is a Kabbalah Seder. But if you speak in terms of Sardin, then the Zelis Achvalis requires Shleisho, and the Zelis Achvalis is Yochid Mumche. Anyway, what we spoke yesterday is that Shlichet Shlichetai Kavdin Ram would appear at Tizad Reise, correct? And how did he explain it to Tizad Reise? How did he explain to the Reise in Ram? Ram would appear at Tizad Reise. Because the right is not Shlichet, you understand this. It's simple, there is a Aloche of Bezdin, even as there is part of this camp, there is a Aloche of Bezdin, even what? Even without this, and particularly in the Bezdin of Fis. If there are smoking, you need smoking, but there are no smoking, in certain the Bezdin of Fis is, I mean, can consist of a gate as well, because otherwise, I mean, the whole system is collapsed, you understand? And in Kfiyah is not only the execution of the Pesachdin, the Pesachdin itself comes also under the Parsha of Kfiyah. So actually, the Shmachtaya Kavdinen means the Peres Kfiyah, Lat Loshet Miyadeshke. So it's a Pesachdin, the Peres Kfiyah, so what's wrong? If the Bill is alright, if they are Talmid HaChavit, if the Roy is alright, the Milch is the Roy, the Bill, it's all right. So, but the Sefer Taloch that does Sagdin only by Bezden Amere, if there are no Mumchim, so then Bezden Akefe is what? It's qualified to render away. But it's qualified only to render away. In matters where Kfi is necessary, like Sorgis and Dovashriya. But something which is very rare, very rare, and the Ember Song is, so the Chivas Kriye, is of course, is limited. It's limited, so that's why there is much of a
Chai.
It might be a Midrash. It might be the Song is, and Dover Amos is a Derais Lakon. Nothing like that. See how far Kriye, with the Reis is, believe actually if it happens every day and what that sort of thing here, if God should not intervene, so I mean the whole fabric of it, they will disintegrate. So then there's a look of fear and I have a right, I mean, to intervene. I have to intervene before I implement the Pesachdin, I have to arrive at certain conclusions. Whether it's Chayv or Potter, so the Pesachdin is Viteret, Shefti v'Shefti, and Kitzel v'Chod v'Chol Sharecho. So Bezin becomes a Sheter. Why only a Sheter? It becomes a Sheter as well. Bezin becomes a Sheter. I mean, how far does Kviyah? What is your thought in the Kviyah? I mean, the toes upon Bezin, I mean, in what cases? The Gemara says, two halachas are necessary. The Chesaron Kis and the Shviyah. So the Rambam does not mention anything. I know Takone. Takone is a meal. And that's possible. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Nidal Zeller, the Gemara doesn't mean it's a Takone. They should see all Zeller's in the love, what does it mean? And the Rambam himself has seen Zeller's in love, not only in regard to the Zeller's in love, but to the Himoshi, because of hell. How does he interpret the Zeller's in regard to the Himoshi, because? It means people will not simply, people will not abide by their obligations. But I saw them get gay ayom, this is Nidal Zeller. And this might be a din de raise. Which actually, I mean, precipitates actually intervention of Bezin. There are season of Bezin, like a shallow gate, it's very undoubtedly.
I'm going to say
that
this is
the
gate of both
of them, so I don't know what you're
doing
about it. What? Of course, well, of course.
What? Look, like a minute. You mentioned it by Yerma, you said, I was not in the money of the world, boy.
Continue. Continue.
Continue.
Continue. Nu, if that's the case, Masvir, he explains it very well, but it's well in terms of Shirek. He explains, he does explain. He's always, I mean, I'm not happy here. Otherwise, I mean, there would be no transaction at all. And never it depends shkia halay shkia, but the one aloha is doing salvoyas and mazik is one aloha. The Rambam is like patient, and it's sugi here and it's sugi in Sanhedrin, is one. But usually we say it's at Rabbanan. The Rambam doesn't mention even one, it's at economy of the brain. The Rambam would appear it's at the right. You may argue with me about Chesaron Kis and Tovash and Skia that these are limitations from the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said on the contrary. Because according to Rambam, if Kursai Kavdini is the right, if Kursai Kavdini is the Rabbanan on the contrary. Wherever there's Chesaron Kis, wherever it's Skia, wherever it's frequent, so the Rabbanan, we are supposed to say liberal, and they actually, they allow the Jekers to, what, to, I mean, to exercise Mishpat, correct? Yes. But according, if Kursai Kavdini is the right, it's just the opposite. With the Raisha, they could act in all cases. But the Rabbanu said, in the Rishkiach, in the Rishon Kis, there is no need for it. So it would be difficult. Why should the Rabbanu not appear? If the Rabbanu extended to the Raisha, so they would be careful. The limit is there for the Raisha. But it's on the contrary. If with the Raisha, if the Raisha, if the Raisha, then the Rabbanu restricted. Why should the Rabbanu impose restrictions? Why should the Rabbanu be restricted? But that's why I'm trying to say that Chesaron Kis and what? And Mishpat Kfiyeh are not accomplished, but are shmurim in Kfiyeh. How far Kfiyeh can extend? That even a Hedyet who is incapable of Hiroyeh may act. Hedyet I mean at Al Kochav, but I mean without Smicha. May act because he is it's incumbent upon him, I mean the word, to enforce, I mean, Dina Tere. This is Dina Tere. How far can he act? So the Rabbanu said Shiviyach and Chesaron Kis, but today the principle is Adiraisi. It is possible in both ways. Then what else? Then, of course, that's why there is no Shorsai Kavdin in Knas. Why? Because the Gemara doesn't say a Knas because of Chesaron Kis. Chesaron Kis is more introduced later. Knas is shining. Why? Because Knas, you need a Bezin Shal Roi. Not a bezin shall but a bezin shall roi. Because Gnosis is not like, not like, just mevarer, not biru, but mechayev, gamer, mechayev, is a roi mechayev. Asher yarshir me mekim, ishala mishnoi. Yarshir means the tirat biru, not the tirat kfi. But in Gilmone, the chiyu is perfect, complete before. But then, the role of Bezin is one of Biru and Kfiyeh, basically. So you can start with Kfiyeh and finish up with Biru. If it's a Bezin of Akefe, then there's a writing for the law and to execute and to exercise justice. And it has a right also to arrive at certain theoretical conclusions that have certain error. I like Smith, it's all right, but in Biru it's good enough. That's what I was saying. Now, what else did they ask? The Rambam says before, he says, Velem Rishus Lodn Dineknotes Bishlochusam. It's very strange. The Rambam just said, Velenitnoshlichus Dineknotes. The Rambam said, Velenitnoshlichus Dineknotes. What did Rambam say? What did Rambam say? Velem Rishus Lodn Dineknotes? Apparently, they're not Shlichus. The way we interpret it's all right. It's not shlichus. It means the chamush and bezin akeife. So there is shlichus actually. But the shlichus does not suffice. Does not suffice for the neknos. Otherwise, it means that there they were at the assignment was given to them for the neknos. It's not the neknos. The Ram should have begin. The ilam reshus lodn the neknos to be shlichusov. Apparently, shlichus is not just a separate assignment for each, so to say, kind type of litigation for each dintere. It is a general assignment. What is the assignment? There is a general shlichet. What does the shlichet consist of? In simply that if there is no bezna shall mumchin, then the bezna shall bechol deir vadeir. This is basically the halacha in Mata bo lodin rakina ein loch kein elo shebi yomecho elo shevet yi bayom heim ein loch kein elo shebi yomecho ein loch shevet yi yomecho. If there is no better shevet, so the shevet who is actually
with your contemporary, I mean, fills in, fills the vacuum, I mean, and he can refer it in. Lit aloha vezna keze. Lit aloha vezna keze. But it does not apply. This is shlichus. Yes, I'm saying, I'm going to choose to love him, vinek no face. This shlichus of what shlichus for clear. This shlichus for clear. Yeah, but the only question the writer is saying later, as careful, he don't collect because of Hatorki. Yes, I said yesterday, because there are two halachas. First of all, Knosses is the Bezna Kefe cannot apply to what? To Knosses, you need Bezna Barer, Bezna Mere, Bezna Mere. And second, because in Knosses you need a Bezna simply to consummate a Chiyuv. Then if it is a moment after the Chiyuv is being consummated by Bezna. What is the question of Gvieh? Question of these are the moment, according to the first explanation of Rambam, and you can collect. For instance, Bezen, when I'm motivated him, he says, he paid me, and he said, that the niece, the mother said, he paid me, and I said, he didn't pay me. There's nothing to do with Knoss anymore. It's moment. This aloha is because in the Knoss is, since the Bezen's role, I mean, is more. It's more prominent, so to say, and actually doesn't consummate and quenches the chiyuv. That's why you don't say Shlachatayah Kavlinah. So what about Knosses which already, I mean, were subjected to a royal bezin? And the question, I mean, revolves only about collection. So that's the Ramzid, or the separate aloha. Al-Ishkiche is not only you cannot actually, the Bezdin cannot actually consummate the Chiyuv Knosses. A Bezdin Shalizetus cannot be Geir Knosses. Or any other fuse of litigation about the Knoss after it has been already a lot consummated by Bezdin Shalzmuchim. There are two Alochas in Knoss. A Aloch that Knoss is not subject to Shlichus. The second aloha, the class, the Adorosh and the Motsui. When is the Adorosh, what do you need the Adorosh and the Motsui? As far as Gvi is concerned. Now, the Chayim Kol HaKnosi is a Konsu Chachon with the Keir HaKavere. What are the Knosi in the Keir HaKavere? Where? Just one, let's take a look at it. Where is the Chayim Kol HaKavere? Where is the Chayim Kol Beishes is Knaas, according to Rambam. Huh? Beish bedvorim. First of all, hey, Beish bedvorim does not Beish. Bedvorim does not Beish. At Talmud Chochem there is Beish. The Yerushalmi, Talmud Chochem is Beish. The Kabbalah he beyodeinu shugevim Knaaseh b'chol mokeim בין באורץ, בין בחוץ לאורץ, רמצא. תרגיעו מתחילו מה זה כלוך, היי. שכולם ואי שאתה מצחוק אפילו בדבור הם קייסני, שרגיעים מן משקל שלישים וחמישו דינה מן הזוג שמישקל תשע עצלו עם פורס רבי, את תורת הבונה. וכבולו היא בידינו שגיב עם כנזה בכל מוקים בין באורץ, בין בחוץ לאורץ. מה עשימו יצרינו תומת בקר וספורת ויש לו מלחכות משעמך למרות וכך נו אלוהם ויש שטבי אבייס עם פשורת ביניהם, וצר עשרה זה עוד עושה. אבל דיונים, או יאמרים, למווי יש חייב התולית אולי, ליטרו שאול זו. בואי זה דרם, בואי ואי דרם, בואי, is this knas is nikve bubaga. So the Ram says, חיים כל הכנוסי שכל שחכון בתחיל לחבר, בסייטו שחבר כאיסלם, and give it your חוזור, it doesn't apply to the knas of the חכון. ובאי זה הכנס אז לא יכול לנגרי בבורל? בייסד הכנס אינת חייב עם המאים. כנס, so הנה. Like שמתה. Like שמתה. The הכנס is like שמתה. It's not a הנה שהוא is. It's not חייב עם המאים. In חבולה הנה שאינך בטר את חייב עם המאים. Yeah, it's not חייב. It's like שמתה. Like נידוי. Whatever it is. Like Shamte, like Nidu, that's the Ram. Voraye, it is not proportionate to the insult, so to say, or to the humiliating experience, it is actually, it is constant. It's constant. What he said, how he said, I mean, how many ways how he
to hurt someone.
It's more, of course, it's bizoyant on the chokhom, and this is, it's like nidu visham, like nidu visham. No, in this case, how is Mechilechal? If it's Chiyuri Mamei, you can have Mechilech. But if it's not Chiyuri Mamei, how do you can apply Mechilech? My Tumor Yad Kleinu Latri Rama. Tomit Bekach Bitzorat. The Yesh. My Tumor Kleinu Tomit Bekach Bitzorat. It means that they used to collect. As a matter of fact, does the Rambam say, to whom do you give the money? I don't know.
Shalom Loi.
Huh?
Shalom Loi.
Where does Rami say? No, well. Chai v'shalom v'meishu shleimah v'fati v'meishu v'dlokh. V'nitz t'kadish v'al yor I say. What right does it have to be legal? If it's chiyuvim mame, I understand. But it's not chiyuvim mame, what right does it have to be legal?
The
covet can be legal before, but afterwards can also be. Ah? Oh, Pius, he likes to need Risham, yeah. All right, is what the Mechila? Mechila is at the moment, Mechila's covet is before. Might be Mechila's covet is retroactive also. If I say I don't want, it means there is no need for faith on the covet. It's not Mechila's moment. What is it? Mechila's covet. Narav Shemokho, Kvede, Kvede Mokho. V'yesh av l'chom v'shem mechlim al zeh v'kach noya lahem. That's why the Rambam says the kach noya lahem. If it's very achieved money, what is the kach noya lahem? What is the kach noya lahem? The yesh, it's a veya, ve'is a pshor, ve'is a pshor abeneyem. What is the yesh, it's a veya, ve'is a pshor abeneyem? What is this? I mean, what kind of an advice is it? Because the kibud harav, if it is harav shemokho kvede mokho, is only quite possible. Kvede mokho only, there is no kibud. No kibud for it, getting up. I mean, actually, I mean, respect. I mean, when you show respect or reverence, but kvede mokho, you don't have to get up. But the more think about Ramliel was the one who served the guest, Ramliel aimed to be shabbat. Serve the guest, you were kind of way down, at the home. There you can see. But where there is Chizu, 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 there is no Arab Shemokha or Kvede, Kvede Bok. Ah? Don't change it. There is no Arab Shemokha or Kvede Bok. This is exactly the Yeshe Tevea, not because he was stingy on the money. The Yeshe Tevea, because he has no right to the Tevea. But however, I made a Pshor of an Eem, he doesn't have to take the whole amount. If you want it for the rest, it's Mechilecha. In the end of the day, the Rambam here had the Rasul Aloche. But Aloche has Chiyuv Momen. If we should say that here are two Aloche. Aloche has Chiyuv Momen, and Aloche has Inesh, has Shanti. As we saw it on the Kochon, then we understand the Rambam very well. My Timur Yatrin Tom is Bikar Bistroa. The Yesh Tom Yachom Yishwein Mechlem Alzeh Bikach Noelem. We used to renounce both. The money claim, it's Mechilas Chiyuvim, and also what did they renounce, or what did they simply, it's a good thing. I mean, they are so to say, they are covered. Because if I'm faithful going the money, I mean, it's not only involved in Chilas Chiyuvim, but what else is involved, huh? Chilas Kede, which he shouldn't do. That's why he's the seven Kolech. Ah, but as I don't mean, in the room by age, what are you doing by age? Chayev ato little in Litvoto. But what is that? I don't know why I should little in Litvoto. What does the Rabbi say? Even the Ionim were convinced that I'm advised, who will not demand at all, according to the one opinion. Or at least they'll settle for less. So they told him this, what they told him, they used to tell him, actually you have to pay, Ah?
In our
amount. But if you don't say it, it's because of his generosity and his kindness. And his kindness and his generosity. His magnanimity. All right. Why does Ram say that in all Mechilas is necessary for Bezal to say so? No. Because here the Chiyuv, the fact that Bezal proclaims the Chiyuv is important because this is protection of faith to Talmud Chacham. If the Rambam here would appear, there are two hours. There is a Chiyuv Mamein, and there is this, you call it Chiyuv Pius, whatever it is, Kvei Talmud Chacham, Pius is not bad. Kvei Talmud Chacham. And this is the problem of Rambam. Should the Talmud Chacham forego completely the Mamein? The moment certainly can, why not? But by foregoing the moment, by renouncing the claim, the financial claim, there's also foregoing, the and that many did not like it. That's why they used to settle for less, or therefore a minimum, but you know, but still they would insist that the one who had that feeling so humiliated them should pay. Because they did not think that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Kvedimochu applies to situations in which actually there was public disgrace. It is great for public. And that's it. But he says, whatever it is, whatever the opinion is, the Dayonim cannot, in the Mamanis for instance, the Dayonim don't have to say, you are supposed to give Litra Shazor, but other fellow army has renounced half, so you give him only half. Why do you have to say it? I mean, if he renounces it, so that the Yonim don't interfere. But here, the mitzvah of the Yonim to be a psagdin, that's what the Ram says. The Mechila should not be before the psagdin. That's what the Ram says. Tom Tchochem shouldn't say it. No. The Mechila should, first of all, the Yonim should render a decision. And the decision should be, that he has got to pay him in full. So then, the Kvei Tom Tchochem is what? Actually, it's protected. Then, some Talmid Chachamim did renounce completely, some just an instance of Papa. But in Rambam, it's still a loch, it is Chiyu, and it's also to make Pius. And that's why they make the bubble, that's simple. Because it's also to make Pius, it's even the Chiyu who lends itself to create the bubble. Correct, I'll come to you, I'm coming to you. Yesh akoyes harabei sheyesh ben bizui vitzah. Af al pishan vayi shorot and begadet lohom and begadet bidvorin or bidvorin pota mitashlum or ben godlu zeh and vacharif and begadet lohom and rosh hashayte. Ve'omar ve'omru chachom rishenim skol amarum zeh kod kosa miyisrol bidvorin and chelik v'magoh. Jedes Aloch Zayin, Aloch Ches, Yesh HaKoyes Rabbe Sheyesh Ben Bizui Litzar Me'at Vein Ben Nezek. Ukvor Poskolem Chachonim Domim Ktulim. Kol HaMakel HaKavir HaKor Mehem Mesholem Eise Amo Min HaKotsuf Vekulom Knosese. Eise Amo Min HaKotsuf Vod Me'atar Vabeshes Veripui Vashevet. Bein Tzorech Vapui Vashevet Bein Ritzorech Kozeh U'Mesholem. Lekal U'Mesholem is And these tashlumin is engaged in the Kabbalah. Engaged in the Kabbalah. Why? The Ram, all our knosses, she took her home with Sefer and Kabbalah. It is engaged in the Kabbalah. Either Ram and Pasu, the Chevet Seripo, is given the Kabbalah. Tsar and Ezek and Beishes is engaged in the Kabbalah. Chevet Seripo is given, but we explained yesterday very well what it is. Because Shevet Ripui is a Mechayev Ischeson Kis, we'll come to it later too. Tzar and Ezek, and Beishet is not the Yidr Yisur is a Mechayev. That's not the Son Kis. Son Kis is not to be interpreted in terms of practical Son Kis, but in the Mechayev, but the Mechayev is the Son Kis. Look, since if the Takonet is the fixed fine, actually, it's a fixed fine. It's a standard fine. Now, if the fixed fine would take in only what? Only basis, I would understand, but it takes in account of Rambam word. Sheves, the Rifui also, I mean. So why is the angel in the world?
I'm not paying for the story, I'm just paying for the half what they say.
How about you say?
I'm not paying for the story, because I was paying for the story, and not on the story. I'm paying for the Maitha Kholi, whatever the actors say, not the
economy. Just reread the Rambam Malach Echet. Yesh HaKoyes Rabbe Sheyesh Ben Bizui וצער מעט, המעט את כל, אני כבר עושה את זה צער, אבל זה ביזו. יש גם ביזו וצער מעט, אין בהם נזק. וכבר פוסק החכום עם דובים קצורים. כל המכה לחבר הכל מהם משל המאיסי עמו מן הקוצוף, וכולם כנוסתם. מאיסי עמו מן הקוצוף הוא דמי הצער והבישס, והריפוי והשבל. בין צורך רפואי של סובות איזו, תבות איזו, תבות איזו, תבות איזו, תבות איזו, תבות כאינדה ואתה קול איזו, תרם מספיק ספנה, תבות כאינדה ואתה קול איזו, ובאי שזה חכום ממיינים תפיר, ובאי שזה חכום נסי סימפרי, פייס בישס, פייס צער, ריפוי נשבל, ואולי אין שוון בי אסף פאפה ואומר, תבות איזו רמב״ם סייגה, רמב״ם ססם, ורמב״ם ססם, if we wouldn't understand it, if we didn't understand the Rambam, what the Rambam wants to say, it's a fixed amount. Why didn't you do that fixed amount? Then you do the fixed amount and it won't fracture, I mean, left. Someone's left. There is Kevin Kameshuk and there is a separate assessment for, of what? Of staff, 3.7, so it's immediately. Why suddenly here? By some exactly, because the adults are not subject to Enoch. Sometimes it's that. Because the Talmud, how can you? Shevet is all this, it's impact. The Enoch cannot be precise. So what, there is one thing can be precise. The basis. Because the basis is hard. The main thing is basis. The basis is subject to precise Umderet, Enoch. The other things are not always fit. So then is the aloche, then it might be at the reise. What is the aloche? Either is beishes, there is beishes, or there is, let us say, tzah. But a beishes, sometimes there is beishes, or here. There is beishes, certainly, but sometimes there is tzah, there is not tzah, and tzah you cannot know. I mean, I can sweat someone's face. Of course there is tzah. But can you actually, I mean, it's leinit and leinit leinit. It does not learn itself to define the exact assessment. Sometimes Shevet depends upon him in here. All right. So if there are Chamisha Dvorim Chavoret, and one of the Dvorim Amachayim can be assessed precisely, and the others are not subject to precise assessment, so what is the Aloche? What is the Chom introduced? What the Chomet? There is no Umdene, there is no Chalais Umdene, Eimet, but Eimet is Aloche in Chavale. You'll see later in this study, when you study that, the Eimet is Aloche. It's not just it's Aloche, the Eimet. But Eimet is Aloche. Eimet basically is perhaps the Rechayet in Chavale. But Eimet is Aloche. But the Eimet can never be precise, and the Eimet changes. I mean, it's very hard to actually. It's isolated. They say, Tzal, Hazar Rabbam, Bizu Me'at. So then in the aloche, what is aloche then? He pays for one dover a little more. He pays for beishes. So it means he pays for what does he pay? For beishes. But for beishes, apparently, for beishes. And actually what he pays for shevet, the ripui, the bizui, he doesn't pay separately for them. He pays for beishes. But beishes includes everything. If the most outstanding feature of the Chavola is Beishes, so then he pays for Beishes, and Beishes includes that. Everything is covered. By paying for Beishes, he actually needs his obligations as far as Tzar, Ripui, and Shevet, and Beishes. That's what the Rambam says. He pays for Beishes, because the others are not subject to what?
To
Amin. That's what Rambam says. This is the Rambam Shita. This is the Rambam Shita. Huh? I know the Mishnah, but what is the Aloche? The Mishnah doesn't say the Aloche. The Mishnah doesn't say the Aloche. The Mishnah Aloche. Did the Rambam Forshim say? And what depends is basis, and the rest is a separate. The Rambam doesn't say that. What do math? It's not math. It's not math. Math will pay less. Math means you cannot exactly figure out. You cannot exactly figure out how much you pay. how much you should pay. You can't figure out how much you should pay. What is Aloha? Because Aloha, apparently Aloha is like that, that he pays for Beishas a little more for Beishas. Since Beishas includes Tzar, Ripu, and Sheves, it means when there is Tzar, Ripu, and Sheves, the Beishas itself, apparently, that is at a higher level. When there is Tzar, Ripu, and Sheves, he pays more for Beishas. And these are the sums, the fixed amount of money from the producer. It is, I pay for Beishas, and the human Beishas cover Tzar, Ripu, and Sheves. It means, whether there are, then he says, Beishas are Momain, Kotzufut mi atzar va beishes ve ripui va shevet. Bein tzorch ve fuhu ve shevet ve lei tzorch ke zuhu mishalim, because you cannot. Why is bein tzorch? Why shouldn't he? Because, there is no, if there are an individual aim, it is impossible. It's unattainable. You cannot achieve. If you cannot achieve individual image, what's wrong? It's like any chevo. Slapping the face is different than from inflicting any another injury. The aloha is there is no precise image. Then you pay only for the basis, and the basis covers everything. So in this case, so there is no payment for ripu yeshere. The payment is for what takumim are for basis. But apparently they increased the amount for patients in order to take in possible, that is the law. In order to take in possible ripu or sheves or tzar. That's why the Ram says, I gave it to the Bobo. Because in the Tashlumim, it's not Tashlumim for ripu and sheves, but what is Tashlumim? Someday. There is no doubt. A big bechavere beragle, v'shovar es ragle. There is no doubt they wouldn't pay any fixed amount. Ah? Shame them then. Oh, they read it. Oh, but if he's laid up in the hospital, I mean, for 5 weeks, and there is a definite bill, he certainly pays. I mean, he pays service too. It's only if he's not literally. Otherwise it makes no sense. The Amashim are right, what do you mean? Does it make a difference whether I'm kicking with my leg, my foot, or it's always bizarre? Okay. All right, fine. This is Ramses, or Halaknosis, she gave me to be safer as Havel, and Caitlin gave me to Dayon, and who's going to be good, it's patient. Yes, Halam Shalom Chotzinedek, and gave me to Dayon, and who's going to be good, and who's going to be good, why does he have to specify Chotzinedek separately? He said, okay, the first one, he said, no, she's going to be good. So the answer is that Chotzinedek come under two rubrics. First of all, it's knack. Secondly, it's mamishin ishkia. So he spoke about kefush. Why doesn't he say, why does he have to introduce chatzinezek as well? Ah? Because chasor and kish. Why is chatzinezek? Why is chatzinezek in gegen Israel of God? Because we ishkia. The question is, will chatzinezek is chasor and kish or not? This is the problem. What is the other chatzinezek? It's closer, you don't pay. If you say, the Choson Kis in practical terms, there is a certain Chachat there. But in the Mechayim, what is it? It's a Mechayim of Knas, a Mechayim of Mamet. It's a Mechayim. Whether it is Domi. Whether it is Domi. Whether it is Dmei, what? It is Dmei. Hashem Shemera, or it's not Domi. It's like Shleishim Shalevet. Shleishim Shalevet is not Dmei Eret. Shleishim Shalevet, the Rambam says, it is Kisa. The Rambam, Shleishim Shalevet, the Rambam says, it's Kisa, the Kisa are what in Kamo. So Rambam would appear that it is Chesaron. Because if it weren't Chesaron Kis, so it would come under Kedim. It is Chesaron. Not Chesaron Kis. Practical corruption. Chesaron Kis are within conception. The Mechayev is Mazel. It's not a Mechayev just. Shir, Shinogach, Shir, Shetam, Shetam, Mishayev, Chotim, Edeh. No, the Machayer is Mazik, what you pay up. And because you pay up, he is a Shuni Machayer.
But the Machayer is Mazik. So if this is the case, so it should be gay there because it is, if not there,
in the Gmar Din of the Knaz, but in the Gvi, as he said.
So it is because Shatova, the Shane, Shine Mazik.
So you have to count Ram, it means that there is Tiser in all Knosses, or only in these two? In these two. In Dalad Reheim, but what about Dalad Reheim? The Rambam is apparently only in Nizek. The Rambam says, when you talk about Nizek. In Nizek it means it is Nezek and Tsar and Beishes, Nezek and Tsar and Beishes, and what else, and what else, and Chatzinet. Where's the Rambam? 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 But here is not a question of Sophie. There is no Bezna means to enforce the law. Well, there can be Tfiseh Bechutzor. It has nothing to do. The Tekus from the Gemara and the Rambam says it. This is not the girl. This is not a Tfiseh Snaz. That's Tfiseh Mami. Yeah. The question is the Boga. And so far, so imagine it. I wanted to ask a counselor, Rabbi Natam. Let us go slowly. Rabbi Natam says Tofas means whom Tofas. The Shura Mazik. Nu shu amazik in kol anishin kevet, hum zidu kreat. The mazik is in the malam lemeher, the mazik. The apparent one can say it only in tam because we kufet am shkalim. Because it's a different mummy. But in Chavol, it seems it's not a different mummy. He can collect from any kind of property. He's any piece of property, he sees. I mean, his house, he
says.
Yeah, contra the tam is Chavol is a free mummy, yeah. But the halacha, what the more also says, I was only magvinim bebavel. The more also says, chatzik knas, only magvinim bebavel. Umomer le magvinim bebavel. So what's the difference according to the tam that in chatzik knas you've got to see the shetam, and in chavolah it's like magvinim bebavel. You think if you say it's not knas, it's mummy. I can see it. Any kind of property. Is if I say Mikufe is all right, it's a different story. It's not because Mamun is not. Because on some city in Tisa, you cannot be paid as a collateral or master. You cannot be that master. That's why you have security. If you are safe, it's Mamun, you don't need it to be as well. Because he say, I don't need your help. But since Sheer Tamidoch Mikufe Kamishtale, and if he grabbed that to see the share itself, he can say, it's my degree, forget about it. All I want is not interfere, Leave me alone. Fine. I'll take care. But if in Shirtam, if he grabbed instead of the share, a gold reward, so what about me? There is no gear. So you need Bezos, Bezos should go and get the Shirtam, the Mgufe. The Mgufe is again the same story. There is, we don't have to do it because Chavolah is Mas. Even the Rav Tam should agree that Chavolah is Mame. Chavolah is Mistab. Because, and Rishonim would disagree with Rav Tam, they think that Kife is related not only to the moment which can be actually foreclosed and collected. In general, if I'm the Muzek, and he needs my favor, so there is no Aloha of engagement here, but just Muzek, not Aloha as Cholas Gvir. If it's a scholar's gvir, you need it's only the gufe. If it's a loch of murder, I can get hold of any kind of money. There are shiny machines that even in Switzerland, that even if I grab more, the Besen does not make him surrender. Unless that a fellow settles with it. It's a loch, it's a loch of it's what I'm doing up here, I mean. What more? This is the machlek. Of course, it's all it. Now what we are talking about? Yeah, what's the Ram sheet in Peter? The Ram is Peter here. In Shir Tam, he doesn't have a separate, it's more of a Kame, it's over here. There's the Chenim Tophet Tanizek. I don't think it's very well. Because it is Mazik. It's Mei Mazik. It's Knas, but Mei Mazik. And peace is only when there is Mei Mazik. When there is Chassorti, Mei Mazik. In Chavole, something else. In Chavole, even the Ram Shite and Nezek and Tsar is not Chassorti. But Tzalok of what? Einish, the Isser is Mechayev. The Isser is Mechayev. The Isser is Mechayev, but still it is just not. You see, in Chotzin, it's the Knosse is all right, but in Knosse is simply the Mei Mazik. But Tsar and Nezek, according to Rambam, is not the Mei Mazik. That's why the Mei Saver is the Chayet. The Mei Saver is the Chayet. So why is it different from Kate? You mean Bezin is not Gamer of Hills? In Chavale. Why? Bezin is not Gamer of Hills in Chavale. Based on what you
mean?
Ah? The Ram speaks about me. Correct, he's right. Are you right? And maybe that is Potter. The Ram says that in regard to base, to Nezek Vitzar, in base it's also Medic Nas Potter. But in base somehow, I mean, he's new base. He's new base. He's right. What's the difference? Just a moment. What's the difference? I would say follows. If the Rambam said it with regard to Chotzer Knas only, then the answer, who says Chotzer Knas only is the Rambam?
The Rambam.
Very simple, because it's dummy, playing magic, but it's half. And because it's half, it's Knas, because by Mishala in Pochus and Mashiach, by Mashiach it's Knas, that's the definition. Then, if the Rambam also includes Nizek apparently speaks of both, Chavole and Tam. So the Ram sheet is like that. In order to not say stated, who should be the Tevez? What for instance, if I'll grab an account of someone, it's nothing. It's a kind of text about it, but the Baldoro should be the Tevez, correct? Since the moment is not complete yet, so I'm not a Baldoro. So I cannot be a Tevez. You ask me what's about Tam and Chavole, I am a Baldoro. You know why I'm a Chavole? I'm a Baldoro. Because he hit me. There's Baldoro. I am a Nizek. The Chiyum is not Nizek. But I am a Nizek. And this makes me a Baldoro before the moment has matured. In case the moment has matured, it's a vicious circle. For me, you grab an account, what? I mean, why should you? I'm not a Baldoro. I stole, they paid your care, that's all. You didn't lose any money, since he didn't lose any money. But here he lost something. Whether he pays for it or not, it's not important whether he pays or not. But he simply felt, he slapped his face, or he spit at him, or whatever it is, I mean, or simply...